Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. Governor Phil Scott says he would rather face a government shutdown than sign a budget that leads to an increase in property tax rates. Scott says he will veto the budget passed by lawmakers because it fails to offset a $34 million increase in property tax rates.
I believe Vermonters are solidly behind this. They don't want to see more taxes and fees in a year that we have more revenue. So I'm ready to stick it out.
Scott vetoed the budget last year as well, but he said he would not let disagreements between him and lawmakers lead to a government shutdown. This year, he says he won't budge from his position. Lawmakers want to use the $34 million instead to buy down unfunded pension obligations. Representatives of FEMA will be in Vermont on Thursday today to survey damage caused by severe storms earlier this month. Vermont Emergency Management says officials will determine if affected areas qualify for federal disaster assistance. The state says preliminary estimates indicate the damage meets the requirements for the governor to request such a disaster declaration. FEMA officials will be visiting communities in six Vermont counties and surveying damage to public utilities as well. The union representing full-time faculty at the University of Vermont says it has reached a tentative contract settlement with UVM. According to United Academics, both sides have accepted a fact finder's salary recommendations, ending 15 months of talks. The agreement is subject to approval by the UVM Board of Trustees and ratification by union members. Representatives from small schools across Vermont attended the State Board of Education meeting in Rutland on Wednesday, trying to convince the board not to change the state's small schools grant program. The legislature has directed the State Board to come up with new measurements for deciding which schools get the annual grants, and board members have to make a decision before June 30th. David Kelly from Greensboro cautioned the board against penalizing small schools.
As elementary schools close in small rural communities, there is less reason for young couples with children to move to those towns. Property values decline, tax bases erode, and more the heartbeat of a town flatlines.
The grants are currently based on student counts, and the board is looking at factors like driving distance and academic measurements when issuing grants. A key element in a plan to transform part of downtown Montpelier has fallen into place. The city says it is closed with the owners of a Main Street property that currently houses a beverage and redemption business. That building, along with one behind it, purchased earlier by the city, will be taken down. That will clear the way for construction of a project which includes a downtown transit center and a three-story apartment building. This week, the city also received a permit to build a nearly two-mile extension of the Montpelier Recreation Path. Eye on the sky forecast for today, some morning clouds giving way to mostly sunny skies, highs near 70 degrees north in the low to mid 70 south.